a lot of interior New York and New England waking up to another dusting of snow, even up to a few more inches across the hills and mountains overnight. The storm system that's been affecting our weather all week long will finally begin to pull away today. Still, moisture wrapping around the backside of the system will produce scattered snow showers, especially in the hills and mountains, where we could see another 1 to 2 inches during the daylight hours. Little or no accumulation on top of what we see on the ground right now in the valleys, although we could still see a few scattered rain and snow showers as high temperatures reach into the upper 30s to around 40 degrees on average. With the system pulling away, we'll have more in the way of breaks of clouds late tonight. Still the risk of a few snow showers, especially in the hills and mountains of New England, as lows drop back into the upper 20s to around 30. With high pressure building in, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, still breezy and chilly with highs in the upper 30s, but more in the way of sunshine. Even into the day on Friday, another dry one with partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 30s to around 40 once again. By the weekend, we'll watch the next system make an approach. Right now, it looks dry for a good chunk of the day on Saturday. Even some sunshine to start, although clouds will gradually increase, leading to the next round of what looks to be rain later in the afternoon and at night as highs reach into the lower 40s. The system will pull in milder air, so it looks like more rain on Saturday night and lingering showers for the day on Sunday as it pushes through. Sunday afternoon, like last weekend, we could see areas of fog and drizzle persist behind the system as highs reach into the upper 40s. Behind the system, gradually cooling off on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, a breeze keeping it in the lower 40s, and another system with a chance of rain and snow on Tuesday with highs back into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy snow will continue to impact areas in northern New England as that low pressure pivots up across the southern parts of Maine. The storm will then only slowly exit off through the Maritimes through tonight. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect locally across the region, and total snowfall amounts as much as 18 inches are expected before the system exits. In the wake of the storm, strong and cold northwest flow over the Great Lakes will lead to heavy lake effect snow downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario. Northwestern parts of Pennsylvania and western New York could see as much as another foot of new snow. Meanwhile, a very wet pattern in store for much of the West over the next few days, including the Pacific Northwest, California, and the northern and central Rockies, as a deep atmospheric fetch of Pacific moisture and colder temperatures continued across the West Coast and inland across the Intermountain region. Very heavy snow is expected across the Sierra Nevada, with multi-day totals as much as 2 to 4 feet of snow, with isolated heavier amounts over the highest peaks. The heaviest snow will also occur well inland over the central and northern Rockies, with accumulations going through Thursday locally in excess of 1 foot, and more snow likely after this period. In the lower elevations, there will be a concern for heavy rainfall totals. Locally, as much as 2 to 4 inches of rain will be possible, with the heaviest amounts across the coastal ranges. Some flooding will be possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility, light snow and fog, 10 degrees with a northwest wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 25 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 2 miles visibility and light snow, 34 degrees, the dew point 29, 82% relative humidity, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.34 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and windy, mid-40s, Boston mostly cloudy and windy, lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with light snow, another 1 to 2 inches with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 37, that's 1 degree above normal. Another 1.1 inches of snow yesterday for the month now, 10.1 inches, which is 7.9 inches above normal, and with 10.1 inches for the season, that's 7.6 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low 28. The record high 68 set in 1990, and the record low 6 in 1951. Sunrise this morning is at 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with occasional snow showers, especially in the mountains today, with highs in the mid-30s. Breezy with scattered snow showers tonight, upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with occasional snow showers, especially in the hills and mountains today with highs in the mid-30s. Breezy with more snow showers tonight in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers, especially in the hills and mountains today, with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with scattered snow showers in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with snow showers, especially in the hills and mountains, and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, a few snow showers left over, lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy upper 30s, partly sunny Friday upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, some late day rain in the lower 40s. More rain Saturday night and scattered showers on Sunday in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds on Monday back to the lower 40s, and another chance of rain and snow on Tuesday in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.